Good morning. We are in the midst of discussing the prohibition of walking in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And as we explained, there are two primary reasons for the prohibition. Number one, somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, the Shechina is kenegdo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is right in front of that person. The Shechina is in front of that person. And accordingly, don't walk in front of the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei and the Shechina to whom he was praying. That is explanation number one for the prohibition. And number two is because walking in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei would negatively impact his kavana. It could destroy the person's kavana. And accordingly, because of that concern, we have a second reason for the prohibition. Don't walk within four amos in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. So in fact, today we'll see that there is a third reason brought by the Levush for this prohibition. So the language of the Levush is as follows: Asur la'afor keneged hamispalin betoch arba amos, is prohibited to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei within four amos. V'davka lifnehem, this applies only in front of them, shelo yafsik beinam lakosal, in order to not walk between them and the wall. That's the addition of the Levush, a fascinating addition, in front of them, so you don't divide up between the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei and the wall to which they are davening next to. Aval bitzideyim, but on their sides, it's mutter to pass by and to stand in their peripheral areas. Now the shoot, Tzitz Eliezer explains what's going on with this Levush here, that he says the concern is walking between somebody davening and the wall. What's the connection? So the Tzitz Eliezer rivals a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, and it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, or a Chaim Siman Tzadi, Siv Chaf Aleph, that there is an Inyan, a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains it's a Midas Chasidus, it's the ideal way to daven, that when we daven our Shmoneh Esrei, we should have no chatzitza between us and the wall. The Shulchan Aruch goes through details that furniture is not considered a problem, what's considered a problem, what's not considered a problem, but in any case, without getting into the details of the halacha there, the Tzitz Eliezer says as follows: this Levush that says don't walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, shelo yafsik beinam lakosa, so you don't act as a hefsek between the davener and the wall, shekachu mizihirus atfila. This is something that we have to be nizar, we have to be careful about when we're saying Shmoneh Esrei, shelo yehei davar chotzes beino levenakir, that there shouldn't be a chatzitza between us and the wall. And accordingly, continues the Tzitz Eliezer Val Kain, Kedei shelo yafsik b'mashu es hamispalon mitfilaso. In other words, to ensure that there's no hefsek between the person who's davening and the wall, gazru al din ze shelo lavor lifnei hamispalon. Chazal instituted a gzeira that we should not walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, these two halachas are intrinsically connected. There is a concept. Don't have something between you, somebody saying Shmoneh Esrei, and the wall, leaving aside the exceptions. Accordingly, in order to ensure that that happens, don't walk in front of someone as well when somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei, because then you are acting as the hefsek between the person davening Shmoneh Esrei and the wall. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer brings a proof, a quasi-proof to this, that Rashi, on the Gemara in Brachos, that's our whole source for the prohibition, that Rav was davening Shmoneh Esrei, and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba was davening in back of him. And Rav finished his Shmoneh Esrei first, and the Gemara says, V'siyim Rav finished Shmoneh Esrei, V'lo paske litziluse de Rebbe Yirmiyah. What does that mean, lo paske? He didn't interrupt, he didn't walk in front of the davening of Rebbe Yirmiyah. So Rashi explains as follows, Shol hivsik bein Rebbe Yirmiyah v'la kosel. Despite the fact that Rav finished first, he still stood in his place. He did not act as a hefsek between Rabbi Yirmiyah and the wall in order for him to go back to his seat. Rather, he stood right where he finished his Shmoneh Esrei until Rabbi Yirmiyah as well finished his Shmoneh Esrei. So we see here that Rashi is emphasizing Shlohifsik bein Rabbi Yirmiyah v'lakosal, even Rav himself, the source for the Salacha, he did not act as a hefsek between Rabbi Yirmiyah and the wall, and that could be a quasi-proof for the explanation of the Levush, that the concern here, walking in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, is to not act as an additional barrier between them and the wall, because we shouldn't have barriers between the two during Shmoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day.